Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
Oh, say, can you see, senor?
A Category 5 barrage of entertainment deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And hey, everybody, today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
You know, certainly could go with Ian, Hurricane Ian. I gotta make Ian the co-manager, general manager, with Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. Who's not just talking a talk, he's walking a walk. And standing up to the bizarre, postmodern, queer theory folks in the state school. And since some of the state school districts are very, very blue, very activist, very 45-year-old white gal wearing Lululemon's in a loveless marriage. What did Tucker Carlson say?
Oh,
I can't remember.
Oh,
but
man.
Anyway. It's thick with that sort of person who's so eager to be progressive. So the fact that he's taking them on takes a fair amount of courage.
Welcome to today. Glad you're here. Bring you up to speed on a whole bunch of different things that are going on in the world. Continuing every single day, according to all your generals and stuff like that, to getting closer to nuclear holocaust. So there you go. How you like that?
Let's see, 39 seconds into the show. There it is, nuclear holocaust.
How about somebody blowing up the pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline there under the sea? Somebody did that, and it's hard to imagine it wasn't the Russians. But you never know. Tucker Carlson, speaking of him on Fox last night, was making the case that it was Joe Biden that did it. I don't think that's probably the case.
Wow. I just read a couple of great kind of related analyses of that branch of conservatism, the we ought to be with Putin. Why are we against Putin? Brand of conservatism, and I had half of it, but only half of it. Now I think I understand it better.
Oh, really? You'll have to explain it to me because I certainly don't get it.
I would be delighted.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that later. I don't. Whenever I hear people angle in that direction, I think, what are you talking about? So maybe you can fill in the blanks, connect the dots. How about they're now, the Russian soldiers, the few that they have left, are now waiting at the border and handing draft orders to the guys trying to escape to Georgia or Kazakhstan. So they're meeting them at the border and getting them on a bus. God, have you seen any of those videos? Those are hard to watch.
Oh.
The moms, the wives, the kids, the crying, the hugging as the guy gets on the bus to go where? When are they going to train you for like 2 days, give you a crappy uniform, a gun that doesn't work, and send you into battle against a highly motivated, highly equipped army for no good reason.
And you have zero fighting spirit. None.
Well, and you shouldn't. Why would you?
Right. Well, right. You're trying to flee the country. Not out of cowardice, out of it's more a moral stance.
You know what's interesting about this is turning into like we'll be in the history books 500 years from now sort of stuff. When has a human destroyed their own country this way? Is he going to just completely destroy the country of Russia?
You got to go back to Napoleon, I think. And there are probably other, leaders of antiquity who decided to spread their empire too thin. Your Genghis's Khan, your Alexander's the Great, guys like that. But I'm not an expert on ancient history. I'm not an expert on much.
But the sanctions continue to get worse, so the economy is just getting devastated. What was thought to be like the second or third strongest military in the world is just being completely dismantled, mm-hmm. killed, torn apart, turned over to other people. It's absolutely amazing.
You've got an enormous brain drain of your educated young people now, and an enormous drain just on military age men, which is a problem.
Wow, that is really wild. Anyway, we got more on that we can get to later. We didn't get to this economic thing yesterday as a poll of people and their attitudes on the current situation, and it's pretty bleak. People's worries about inflation and how they're dipping into their savings and racking up credit card debt and taking on other jobs and stuff like that. It's pretty wild. And again, I try to juxtapose that with trying to find an $1,100 iPhone 14 Max in the line around the block at every Apple store I went to and all that sort of stuff.
I'm trying very hard to not get too high, not get too low, based on all the news that we both take in, partly because I pass everything through the filter of clickbait and over drama, because people are somewhat concerned and thinking in terms of being more conservative economically does not get clicks. America terrified of economic collapse, that gets clicks.
True. And you could, I guess, say with like my Apple example that it's a haves and have nots, I guess, but it seems to be a pretty big chunk of haves. And but just flying, restaurants, going to Target, just packed, parking lots packed full of people.
Right. Yeah. You know, at the same time, just to continue my argument with myself, as I often do, sometimes loudly on a street corner, the people of Tampa Bay, for instance, it's not clickbait when they're told there is a crazy-ass hurricane that might flatten Tampa Bay, run for your lives.
A CAH.
So not all, news that gets click is clickbait. Obviously, you got to have a filter for that sort of thing.
I didn't know this till today. I'd never thought about it before. So like when ice skaters spin on their skate and they have their arms out and they're going at a certain speed and then they pull them into their body and all of a sudden they're just going really fast. That's what happens with the hurricane. When it's out, it's at a certain speed, but then when it pulls in to get closer, then it spins faster. Same principle.
What keeps the hurricane and the skater from vomiting? That's what I've always wanted to know. I would vomit after like three revolutions.
This particular area of Florida that's going to get hit dead on hasn't had a hurricane like this in 100 years. So.
Yeah, I heard that. I was astounded by that. Mm. Yeah, Tampa Bay just always gets missed. Mm. But it's heading in. And then it's they're thinking Category 4, which is as I said, it's a CAH. Then rapidly it'll go 3-2-1 tropical storm, but I mean that's still inches of rain and 50 mile per hour winds. So, yeah, there's going to be plenty of flash flooding and mayhem.
They're talking about it could be 16-foot surge of the waves or whatever like that. Which most interesting to that story was Katrina had 28-foot.
Oh,
so that gives you an idea.
I don't even know exactly what that means. But it sounds like a lot of storm surge.
Sounds like a lot of water.
I mean, is it like the ocean is all of a sudden 28 feet higher?
Yeah. That is exactly what it is, because the hurricane is churning up. This guy was meteorologist was calling a bubble of water underneath it, and the stronger it is and the longer it's out there of the ocean, the more water it churns up underneath it and then dumps it on the land when it gets there.
Wow. I don't really understand. Can you express that in terms of figure skating again?
Is there a way you could compare that to bobsledding?
The storm puts on a sparkly, tight outfit.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Spicy times.
Yes. And then the storm does that thing where it puts its leg back like this and then pulls it up with their hand and touches the skate on the back of their head.
Right, right. That's the wind. That's what creates the wind.
God, I couldn't do that if Putin was trying to get information out of me. I mean, I swear that's a mean apology. Yes, Michael.
It looks like the Buccaneers game is going to have to be moved because of the hurricane.
They're supposed to play in
Tampa?
They're
supposed to play, yeah, the Chiefs. I say let them play.
When, Thursday night?
No, I think Sunday.
Well, by Sunday it'll be over, won't it?
Well, I think they're just afraid of, you know, road closures and damage and stuff like that. Mm. They can't count on the stadium being together.
We should say, well, they're Buccaneers. That's a tough people, a Buccaneer.
Knives in mouths, et cetera.
Yeah. Exactly. Boy, they got knives in their mouths.
Yeah, man. Watching a Thursday night football game, like at the height of the storm, would be something. Mm. Make them play.
We should start, put a skirt on that quarterback if you're going to be like that. Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this Wednesday, September 28th, the year 2022. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Classic. All right, let's begin officially now. According to FCC rules regs, here we go. Leaping into action at Mark.
I feel upset. I feel outraged. It makes me feel unsafe. And I'm just disgusted.
Me too, sweetheart, or buddy, or whatever.
What was that about?
That was a high school student, a non-binary high school student, from what I understand, commenting on Governor Glenn Youngkin changing the laws in Virginia about how to accommodate folks such as that person.
Okay, actually, I haven't heard that, so I look forward to that. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's outstanding. It's just whipping it into shape is going to be a challenge, but I'm the man for the job.
We're going to hit you with some of those economic attitudes, at least according to this poll, and see if they match up with the way you're looking. And I am concerned. I mean, so there's another, we mentioned 2 days ago when the pound hit its all-time record low against the dollar, and then today we have the yuan, that's your Japanese currency, hit a record low against the U.S. dollar in offshore trading. So that's like your, what, third and fourth biggest economies in the world? Interesting.
Yeah, I know enough about that sort of thing to be dangerous, but just that much.
Records bother me. Anything that's a record bothers me. Like all-time records, that makes me worry. Lots of stuff on the way. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
For instance, 85% of Americans say they've changed their spending habits due to inflation. Boy, if you haven't, you're either really dumb or insanely rich. If you haven't changed at all based on the fact that everything is completely different than it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, if only just a greater sense of caution.
You're not eating any less steak? Or taking less just for fun drives? None of that? Really? Okay.
Yeah, the food thing is absolutely true.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Judy and I and what we're doing right now, Judy and me. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day.
Woo!
Here's a question for you, Jack, on-air meeting. This freedom-loving quote of the day uses the term men because it's from a guy back in the day.
Okay.
But it's about people. Now, my inclination as the father of two brave and wonderful daughters is to just change it to people, since that's clearly the meaning.
I would, yeah.
On the other hand, it's not like the little ladies need me to think for them. And they know if it was back in the day. But...
And it is altering quotes to fit modern sensibilities, which gets weird very fast.
It does. I would argue it is unquestionably not changing meaning, however.
There you go.
And
please
it's our show.
Do not use gendered language to,
well, there you have it.
To address the, everyone.
There's our answer.
Yes. I don't want you to talk about the founding fathers ever without throwing in their pronouns.
Now you've made me think I'm not going to do it. So here's your freedom-loving quote of the day, unaltered. William Arthur Ward, the 20th century writer who I'm featuring this week. Adversity causes some men to break, others to break records.
Wow, good one. Huh?
Which one are you going to be? That's our challenge to you. That's the Armstrong and Getty challenge. Are you going to break or break records, friends? Huh? Boy, did I play crappy golf. I played golf yesterday. It was great on the front nine. Terrible on the back nine. And I was reminded of an old saying. I heard Jim Bones McKay, great caddy, say this. If you feel like you want to break something, break par.
Whoa.
There you go.
Huh? Hey.
What? He twisted it around on you. Mailbag.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Drop us an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Once again, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Jesse, on the topic of NASA nudging that asteroid with the dart. God sent that asteroid to take out Putin. Good job, NASA.
Oh, man.
Was that Smod, sweet meteor of death? And on the same topic, Sean writes, how does Trump feel about it? I don't think we should form an opinion about DART until someone asks Trump. That's some good, dry sarcasm there, my friend.
Yep.
Well played. Yeah. I wish I had the power to create an alternate universe. I would create
cool.
a universe.
That'd
in
be
which
really
Trump,
cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the things I would do.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You can create an alternate universe and your first thought has anything to do with Trump? You are not thinking big enough.
Well, just in this context. I would have Trump come out and loudly endorse the DART thing and say this is a great example of the things my administration got started and nudging asteroids is something I really believe in and just see what the mainstream media would do.
It would be interesting. I hope algorithms get that good someday where you can run experiments like that and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like last night I could have said, if I could create an alternate universe, I'd create a universe in which we weren't out of ketchup right now.
Again, excellent use of your godlike powers. And then Sideshow Bob ties it all together on the topic of Hurricane Ian. Hey, I wonder if those top secret nuclear documents at Mar-a-Lago were the hurricane bombing plans.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Bob, well played, bud. Robert writes, mechanical difficulties, that's what you're going with? It has to do with the American Airlines, somebody taking over the intercom story. Do we still have that tape handy? So American Airlines spokeswoman Sarah Jantz said the company has investigated the incident on the recent flight and chalked it up to, quote, mechanical issues.
Yeah.
Our maintenance team thoroughly inspected the aircraft and the PA system, et cetera, mechanical issues, blah, blah, blah. Robert writes, I've been an electronics technician for over 30 years, and I've never heard an audio amp grunt or imitate the vocal styles of a dying chicken. Maybe I just haven't been around enough.
It must be a loose wire or something.
Sounds like a mechanical issue to me. whoever that guy is, he's my hero. Thanks for giving us a laugh in these spicy times.
Finally, somebody has sued the Biden people for bailing out the college kids. And it's friends of ours who have launched the first lawsuit. We can tell you a little bit about that. We're actually going to have them on tomorrow. And a bunch of other stuff we can bring you up to speed on, because that's what we do. If you miss an hour of the show, you can listen at your leisure. Just look for Armstrong and Getty On Demand. It's called a podcast or something.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
While neither line was operating when the leaks began, European officials are investigating what caused the pipes to rupture. Poland's prime minister blamed sabotage for the leaks, and Ukrainian leadership is already blaming Russia, calling the event a terrorist attack aimed at destabilizing European energy security. Russian officials did not take responsibility, saying the Kremlin is extremely concerned about the leaks.
Yeah, so pipeline all of a sudden ruptures. Everybody thinks Russia sabotaged it. Here's a Russian disinformation tried to blame Ukraine for the underwater pipeline sabotage. They do that with everything. Did they think that works on anybody? Yeah, they're the ones that attacked the nuclear power plant.
Yeah, that's Putin's whole plausible, well, not really plausible deniability thing. It's like the crazy fake referenda that they're doing, where they point a gun at you and say, check this box. And then they announce to the world, yeah, 80, in fact, I've seen some of the results are in. Yeah. 87% of the people in this province decided to join Russia. Who is that for?
I don't know. The one I saw that came out yesterday was 94%. 94% voted for joining Russia with a gun to their head. Yeah, who exactly? Who is that for? I don't know. But anyway,
I mean, it's like if I really wanted new golf clubs and Judy thought they were too expensive, and I go into the garage, I smash a window, and then I just, you know, just steal my own golf clubs, get rid of them. She says, so somebody broke in and all they took was the old golf clubs you wanted to replace. That's interesting. Well, honey, there's signs of breaking and entering right there. And she'd be like, well, okay. I mean, it's just so flimsy all the time. So what does it accomplish?
You'd have to take it further and blame her. I think you did it.
Right. Wait a minute. That's diametrically opposed to my interests, honey. You did it.
Anyway, the small problem with the whole Ukraine did it thing is Ukraine only had one submarine and Russia took it in 2014. But you know who does have submarines and practices underwater utility sabotage? Ding, 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 ding. Anyway, wow. So that's that.
And that reminds me, I want to talk later about that. The vein of Russia support in the right wing of American politics.
Yeah, I do want to hear about that. My favorite current Democrat, I believe, and that I was so wrong about. I want to talk about that later. This is a good headline based on something you brought up yesterday. The fact that there were some headlines about how the Biden administration was going to end hunger and fight obesity. And the headlines right. included both in the same headline. And I think enough people caught on to how stupid that sounds. A headline that says the Biden administration to end hunger and obesity.
Right. So, I know.
So this is what NBC went with today for their headline. President Biden to announce plans to end hunger and reduce diet-related disease by 2030. Diet-related disease.
For instance, any diseases leap to mind?
Like the 80 diseases that are caused by obesity. Is
ding,
what they
ding,
mean.
Ding. Again, yeah.
Because they just realized the headline of we're going to fight hunger and that we're too fat. It's not a good headline.
What the hell's the matter with us?
So that's funny because before the show, I dug back into the long piece that, what was it, the New York Times did, I think, on the policy. And I thought, surely this is such a paradox. They address it somewhere in the story. And I had to get to like paragraph 23 where they make kind of vague allusions to, well, they talk about the policies the Biden administration wants to pursue, which include finding ways to get more meat and produce into areas that have a difficult time getting to the grocery store. But I want to get into it more later, but it's so flimsy. It is so an excuse for a slew of social programs. And income redistribution, and the excuse is hunger/obesity, which is quite the strange bedfellows. Yes,
I just poured coffee all over myself for some reason.
Oh my!
Yeah, although I have noticed that today the coffee that doesn't have expired cream in it way better than cream.
God, that grossed me out yesterday. Oh. You just did it again.
I had a terrible taste in my mouth all day long. So don't do that. That's my tip.
Don't eat spoiled food. Okay, I'm jotting that down.
So Andy McCarthy of the National Review writing piece today. Biden's $420 billion student loan boondoggle is blatantly illegal, but progressives don't care. First challenge to that, finally, the Pacific Legal Foundation, who we actually are very friendly with and have had on over the years for all kinds of different things, they've launched the first serious lawsuit against the Biden administration over the college bailout, and we're going to have a representative on tomorrow. But I don't know. A lot of my favorite legal thinkers think it's clearly, obviously not legal, so I hope it's quick work.
Yeah, we got an email, and it's a great question, and we're guilty of perhaps being too hip for the room or kind of not realizing that not everybody spends their entire day going through the news like we do. And the question was, guys, what stage are we at with this thing? Are people applying? Are they getting money? Do you know when that's happening? When are these legal challenges? Blah, blah, blah. The status of it is the policy's been announced. And the, Department of Education or Health and Human Services, who's ever administering this thing, says, yeah, we ought to be able to begin taking applications at the end of this year or early next year, I think they said. And the legal challenges are being put together right now. So, no, nobody's getting money. Nobody's applying right now. This program does not exist. It's merely an announcement. And I became aware that all three of my kids were under the impression that, oh, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to get a certain amount of my student loans forgiven. And I had to explain to them at Caitlin's wedding, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, well, this gets to what I was talking about yesterday, the whole siloed news thing. If you're either of a certain political ilk or don't pay that much attention, you heard the good news and have good feelings about the Biden administration. Yay, they're going to bail me out. The details of the fact that it'll never happen or that it's illegal, they won't filter down to you for a long time, maybe long after the election, which was the whole point.
Yeah. You know, we got a couple of interesting emails on that topic. Let me hit you with them real quickly. This is from Russ in Portland. Greetings, snickering idiots. How we were addressed in an email yesterday, I believe. I'd like to take this opportunity to comment on your assertion that no one on the left is going to hear or see the ridiculous and demonstrably false statements of great grand POTUS. Sadly, my friends, you are correct. MSNBC, CNN, and the like don't cover the bad ahead of Kef Care and the true initiation after the pressure moments of President Magoo. CNN is starting to. I would say
but
that.
But we are using the specific example of Joe Biden has said multiple times in the last week, gas is below $3 a gallon in a bunch of states. And it's just not true. It's just not true. Can you imagine if Trump said that? How that would have been a fact check all day long? But no, nobody cares that the president just states things that just so easily checked. I mean, it's not complicated.
Right.
It's not
repeatedly,
like you don't need the CBO to delve into the future tax earnings or something.
Right. Let's see. Russ goes on to say, furthermore, as Karine Jean-Luc Picard Mellencamp continually, openly, and unapologetically just lies outright.
Mellencamp.
Karine Juan Luke Picard Mellencamp. The never Trumpers and the Biden loyalists are going to lap up whatever dribble she regurgitates. Then he points out how Kayleigh McEnany lied like crazy for Trump and the rest of it is sure. Part of their job.
But there was an active press to push back on anything they said that was obviously false. That does not exist. When the Democrats are in charge currently.
Absolutely true. Right. Then Russ says, the right will never hear a coherent explanation of the left's views, and the left will never hear a coherent view of the right's views. Unfortunately, we live in an echo chamber, et cetera.
Well, yeah, we live in a post-truth world, and I think the smart politicians have figured out, I'm just going to say what pleases people. Nobody's they're never going to hear who calls me on it.
Right. And then Russ in Ohio writes, Dear Porky and Superfat, another reference to yesterday's show.
Wow.
To your point about friendly media spinning around falsehoods by candidates, this is also what allows a man who on some days might be ruled clinically dead to be president. My mom lives in Seattle and watches only local news. When I made a joke about Biden being senile, she had no idea what I even meant.
Wow. That's interesting.
Unaware even of the narrative. Of course, that may be a special case because even the late night comedians who are, 201 lefties, they make jokes about that. But yeah, we're in our bubbles and it's not good. And they're increasingly inaccurate and dishonest bubbles, as we've been discussing. So a major feature on surgery permanently altering / mutilating children's bodies because of momentary confusion over their gender next hour.
You mentioned this story yesterday. It's if you're a dog lover, it's pretty rough. The woman who says she killed a wolf and then posed with the dead wolf and then posed next to the skin of the dead wolf, very proudly having hunted and killed a wolf, which I don't want to do anyway. And it was just a Siberian Husky. And in the picture, it pretty clearly looks like every Siberian Husky you've ever seen. It's gruesome. Have you seen the actual pictures?
No, I haven't.
It's a woman posing next to a dead Siberian Husky that she then skins and then smiles proudly next to. That's rough if you're a dog fan or a Siberian Husky fan.
Sure. Well, have you heard the rest of the story?
I have not.
She was out in a wild area and there are like hundreds of like feral dogs out there or something. And this one was snarling at her and threatening her, so she dispatched it. She thought it might be a wolf hybrid.
Okay, well, you can't be skinning Siberian Huskies and smiling next to them. It's just not a good look for your social media.
In general.
At least it wasn't a beagle or something not even close.
Right. It's bad to mistake a husky for a wolf. It's inexcusable to mistake, say, a golden retriever for a wolf.
Wiener dog.
Sure, for instance.
That would be awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My son is starting band tomorrow. Parents probably have instruments that they would prefer their kids did or didn't play.
Mm.
My son, like many kids, picked perhaps the loudest. I'll have to talk about that later. Already hard to take. But a bunch of stuff on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Panel of doctors recommended last week that all adults under 65 years old should be regularly screened for anxiety. Said adults, how regularly? Like once a year? Once a month? Every day? Should we screen every day?
Adults under what age did he say?
60.
All adults under 60 should be screened for anxiety on a regular basis?
Hmm.
Wow. Wow. You were considered like a weirdo or hothouse flower not very many years ago if you're like a 45-year-old man who has anxiety problems.
Yeah, you know, I never, ever have had anything like that in my life until several years ago when I developed this, and it's fairly common based on my reading, anxiety going over high bridges.
Huh.
And please, how many times have we chased back and forth across the Bay Bridge through the years? Hundreds? And I always loved the views. I admire the architecture. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like, And I just wonder, is it the cell phone thing, the modern world making me crazy? I don't know.
My kids do that, too, and I never did, never have. Someday we're going to figure it out. It's the plastic water. Remember how we all drank water out of the tap and then we started all drinking water out of a plastic bottle? That's what it is. And it's causing this, 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 and this.
Man, I wonder.
Someday something like that's going to happen and it's going to explain every freaking family I know who's got one kid who's on medicine and therapy and all that different stuff. But man, it's a different topic. You know what will cause anxiety? Economic problems. Here's a report on people's views from CNN.
This Bank of America study suggesting that nearly 3 out of 4 workers say that inflation is outpacing how much they bring home, and that's leading them to tap into their savings, for example. 21% say they had to tap into their emergency savings. About the same say they had to work extra hours just to keep up with inflation. About the same say they're just looking for a higher paying job. And 6% say that they have had to resort to a 401k hardship withdrawal.
Ooh, boy, a hardship withdrawal from your 401k. Don't do that unless you need to.
Yeah, mostly that was just a lot of different descriptions of what inflation is.
You know, one thing.
Yes, they have to work more hours to stay at the same place.
Sure.
Yes.
That is true. You know, here's something I have learned and is quite obvious, but it's easy to forget. The easiest way to change your financial situation is not to make more money, which is difficult, but to spend less, which is easy. It's the same as the whole dieting thing. It's way easier to eat better than to exercise enough to offset it.
Right.
And just
right.
It's a similar sort of thing. 85% of Americans said they've changed their spending habits due to inflation. I'm surprised that everybody hasn't. 72% say it's impacted the way they view their job. Yeah. All of a sudden, your job seems a little more important. I think for a lot of people. And 57% have sought out new or additional roles in the past year. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
I wonder if that's going to put any downward pressure, and that's probably the wrong descriptor, but on the whole phenomenon where workers can do anything. They can show up pantless, they can demand a yoga room, they can say, I'm working from home this many days, and if you like it, pound sand across the street. I mean, that whole phenomenon. I wonder if this is going to make people think, you know, maybe I should, you know, maybe not quiet quit.
General Motors is the latest big company to cave to the demands of their workers as they were trying to bring everybody back to work. And everybody said, yeah, no, we're not going to, and got angry and went on Twitter. And and Barra, the woman that runs GM, said, yeah, OK, we'll rethink that. Sorry, yeah, we misspoke. She said she used some crazy language. Like, we accidentally released that. We didn't mean it.
You know, that's going to be particularly challenging for their assembly line workers.
Yes.
Guy sitting at home in his living room with a screw and a screwdriver. Hey, it's not my fault.
I'm going to zoom in, putting a fender on all these Buicks. I guess it wouldn't be a Buick at a GM plant.
That would be. Well, yeah, sure it would be.
Yeah, it would be. Exactly.
Of course. There you go. Absolutely. Time-honored brand, Buick.
What was the other thing I wanted to jam in? Maybe since I can't remember, I'll do this. We did a story yesterday of a divorced couple, and the husband got a ruling from the judge. He gets to keep the racy photos that his wife had taken for him, but she gets to blur out the naughty bits, but she can't get rid of the explicit captions on the pictures. So apparently they had a sort of marriage where she got racy photos taken by a photographer, then had kind of naughty little sayings on them. And she says, that's when I was in love with him. I'm not in love with him anymore. And he's not my husband. And he's saying, it was a gift. I get to keep him.
So that's a bad judge. That ruling stinks.
What do you think?
I appreciate her discomfort and I sympathize, but that stinks. It was a gift. I mean, if maybe part of the divorce settlement, he agrees not to publish it or distribute it in any way. Okay, fine. But you sent me naked pictures. They're mine.
Interesting. We got some texts on this, including this one. As a boudoir photographer, I always tell my clients the photos are theirs. Hubby gets to look at them, but not a gift to him. Avoid this situation altogether. So it's enough of a thing that he recommends you don't call it a gift so you can get them back. God.
Joint custody.
It's a joint custody of the racy photos. I don't know, man. You know, obviously my track record is I don't have any idea how to make this work. But, God, it seems like if you're having to watch the language on the gifts you give each other, planning for that, that's a bad sign.
All right, honey, this is my Valentine's Day present to you. I've been to the boudoir photographer. These are explicit, and there are some love notes here. But before I hand this to you, because I'm not giving it to you, I'm going to need you to sign here. And right here, and if you could initial here,
right
here, and here.
And who's this guy?
And
he's the notary.
Don't forget to date it.
he needs the notary. Needs to watch me sign this, and you sign this.
Right, exactly. If you could put your right thumb here on the ink pad, and here's pictures that kind of show my breasts.
I think I would have more of a problem if I ever did this, and I haven't. I would like those nudie pictures of me back. They would say, yeah, you can have them, or I deleted them a long time ago. If you know anybody wants them, give them to them, but I don't want them. I don't think anybody's going to hang on to my nudie photos.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm reminded of a chapter in Judy and My Life Together where one of us inherited a little money, and the advice was, and it's quite sound advice, this is not common property unless you make it common property. Mm. This is your money. So my advice to you is keep it separate. Now, we rejected that advice.
Right. I think that's interesting if you decide to do that.
Well, right, because it's if you get divorced, you don't want your husband who did something rotten, for instance, to, you know, give half the money from your sainted aunt or whatever to her the lover, whatever.
Oh, that's rough. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.